Oh, yeah. Yeah, roger that. I'm going to wave my hand to 300 out there in Bay City while I'm keyed up. Chime in anytime you like, my friend. Sounding good. I used to go out there and look at it when we get like about 40, 50 mile an hour winds coming through, man. That thing barely even bent. That thing used to take wind so well. It would bend just a little, I mean, but it never bent over. And then we had an ice storm one time. I wasn't home, but I came home the next day. And the ice formed on the stinger and bent it over to where it was over the roof and touching the ground. The top of the antenna was actually bent over and touching the ground in front of the porch there. There was so much ice on it. And I thought for sure that was the end of it. But I took a hammer and I started beating the ice off the stinker. And all of a sudden, boing, that sucker flew back up there, man. I remember that. I hit the ice on it a couple times. All of a sudden, that sucker, it's a good thing I wasn't standing with my face over it or something. It would have really jacked me up. But that sucker flew all the way up because I had it on 30 feet of mast off a chimney. And that sucker, boing, flew back up there and rocking back and forth violently till it stopped. But, you know, that match was still 1-1. That was an amazing antenna, man. I loved it. All right, let me get on the side for a minute here. I got some texting to do. I got somebody texting me. I got to answer them back and take care of some business here. And like I said, good evening time to you, 300 Bay City. Working good. WSIZ 793. I'll be back. I'm listening.